Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. My show is broadcast live every Thursday at 11. It's rebroadcast every Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and again on Saturdays at noon. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com or tweet me at Bruce Salen. Our next segment is single parent dating, and I'm happy to report that we have Julie Spira back with us this week, our cyber dating expert. Julie Spira is the best-selling author of The Perils of Cyber Dating, Confessions of a Hopeful Romantic Looking for Love Online. She is a worldwide authority in online dating and a dating advice columnist. She is frequently quoted in the media, including ABC, CBS, Fox, Cosmo Radio, Women's Day, Glamour, and Men's Health. Her dating advice has appeared on eHarmony, Match.com, JDate, Huffington Post, and more. Visit Julie's website at cyberdating.com. I might note that on October 7th, Julie is being honored at the Big Dreams Luncheon with the WOW Award from the Jewish Big Brothers and Sisters. Wow, Julie, that's pretty impressive. You know I was a big as well, twice, to a young girl and a young boy. Julie was named one of the top 10 columnists to follow on Twitter. Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here, Bruce.
And congratulations on your forthcoming award.
It is very exciting. If anybody's in the Los Angeles area on October 7th, it's going to be at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and it's a luncheon, and the WOW Award is, they call it the Wonderful Outstanding Woman, so I'm blushing a little bit, but it's quite an honor. I'm very touched, but it really is about giving back to the community and having the community thank you in return.
Well, it's very nice of you to arrange that award just in time for this broadcast of the show and the subject. Since we are talking about giving back and you are an active participant in doing that, I'd wonder how it relates to our usual topic of dating and how you would tie that in as far as advice to people as they are dating.
Well, it's really interesting. And when people are dating and they're on the early conversations, some of the questions that come up is, so what do you do in your spare time? And that's the perfect opportunity that if you do any kind of volunteer work, maybe you go to Heal the Bay and you clean up the beach. Maybe you volunteer at the Boys Club or the Boys and Girls Club. Maybe you do what I do, which is mentoring as a big sister to a little sister. Or maybe you volunteer at a museum and just give docent tours. But if you really think about your career history, I'm sure in there you might have found some volunteer opportunities. And I say talk about them, because it makes you much more desirable and interesting. And when somebody knows that you sort of feel comfortable about giving back and it's part of your regime, like working out or whatever else is part of your regime, it really, really says a lot about character.
That was a word I was about to jump in and say. It says everything about character.
And that's important. And so I have, like in my online dating profile, it says, I volunteer for charities that I'm passionate about, including mentoring children. It's in the second sentence of my profile. I have another profile because I'm, you know, when I was online that I said what boards I was on. I didn't say what boards. I say I am on the board of directors of two nonprofits in Los Angeles. And so people then think, wow, she gives back, and, you know, she's probably smart if she's on a board. So I think those kind of things are really, really, you know, they attract me when I look at a profile and I see somebody is doing charity work. I think it's really, really, it's sexy and it's really heartwarming. It makes you feel like, you know, you've really got a good person, that even if you only become a friend instead of a romantic relationship, you have a good person in your life and you want to really expand your life with good quality people that bring the best out in you.
I couldn't agree more. And the word sexy was also about to pop into my mind just as you said it. So we are clearly thinking on the same wavelength. You know, it's not directly on point to charitable giving, but I think another thing you can learn about someone is how they treat the waiter or waitress or busboy at a restaurant. You learn a lot about someone's character when they are respectful and kind to everyone, not just those people that can help them. And that's another aspect of character that I think is important to watch as you're dating.
I'll give you a perfect example. There's a woman I know that was dating a man, and maybe they were together about 3 months, so they started getting into that comfortable zone. You know, the first 3 months, you're in really good behavior, and your toilet seat's always in the right direction. And they were ordering dinner, and she snapped at the waiter. She snapped at the waiter, and you want to know what? The guy broke up with her the following week.
That's my point. How you treat people around you reveals how you will ultimately treat your partner, because in time, you are ultimately not on your best behavior when you get involved or married.
Right. And so, you know, I'm not telling everybody you're going to get the best relationship if you start to sign up now and volunteer, but look in your own community and look in your local newspaper, and chances are in the back in the classified sections they may have a variety of different things that you can do. I mean, Bruce is a big brother, I'm a big sister. I find that to be really, really special in my life because I've watched the change that I've made in the lives of others. The other things that are interesting is if you like the arts, volunteer at a museum. They're always looking for volunteers. Or volunteer at a center on the weekends where you can help kids with their art projects. There's a variety of things that you need to do, and it isn't all about writing a big check.
Well, it also, while you talked about it not being necessarily a vehicle to meet people, it's actually a fabulous vehicle to meet people. If you start giving back and you start doing something and you start participating in an organization, you may in fact meet a partner from the other sex doing the same thing. And I know my best friend since high school. He met his wife when they were on a telethon phone bank. And they were both giving to, I don't remember what the charity was, but it was some sort of telethon. And they were both manning phones. And they were making eyes at each other from across the room. And they have now been married something like 27 years and 3 kids. And that's how they met, when they were giving back.
And that's a terrific. Now, here's another good suggestion. If people really want to meet some people that you might have things in common with and you're not sure what to do, look at your alumni association. Chances are they have a charity event. Chances are they're doing fundraising to try and bring money into building a new building on the campus. So find out who's in charge of your alumni association and volunteer at one of the events that's a fundraising event. And I know that's how one of my cousins met her husband, and boy, are they happily married.
And again, you are then sharing things in common and, more importantly, values in common.
Yes, and the value thing is very big. And when you're looking on an online dating profile, it's very two-dimensional. You really need to meet in real life and just have a conversation. But I think the point that we're bringing up today has been very different from the other radio shows, is that you're probably already doing this. You just haven't thought about bringing it to the front of your conversation.
Or the front of your profile if you're doing online dating.
I think it belongs in the second sentence. That's my expert advice today.
Well, my wife, she decided what was most important to her, and so when I met her on Match.com, the first sentence was, "I love to ski." So she didn't necessarily take your advice, but I love to ski too, and I did discover that she shared all the other values that mattered to me. But I think putting it out there more directly, as you've suggested, is incredibly wise. It really does tell you about someone's generosity, about their willingness to give back to the world, and more importantly, how self-absorbed they might be, which if a man has been single for a long time, tends to be a very big risk.
It does. It raises a little bit of a red flag. But, you know, with giving back, you get so much more in return. I'm not saying go volunteer and find yourself your dream date, your wife, your husband, but you're just going to feel better about yourself. Just because you're giving back, you feel better about yourself. Then when you're feeling really good, the universe can bring other people to you, not just sitting at the volunteer event. So I just think that once you feel really better about yourself and your self-confidence is up and you know you're doing good in the world, good things come. The cream always rises to the top.
I usually don't believe in kind of what I would call what you just described as being a little bit new age, but I actually do believe this time in what you're saying, that things do come back. And if you put out good energy, you will probably get some good energy back, and maybe in the form of a relationship. We are almost out of time, as always, too quickly, Julie. Please remind our listeners about the event on October 7th and where people can reach you.
Yes, the October 7th event is called the Big Dreams Luncheon. There's actually a page for it on Facebook. So if you type in Facebook.com and type in Big Dreams Luncheon, you can RSVP there. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/cyberdatingexpert. And, of course, I'd love to chat with you on Twitter at Julie Spira.
Very good. Thank you again, Julie, for joining us. I look forward to talking with you again next week. And I know we have a social media event to go to tonight, and I will actually get to see you in person for a change.
It's fun to meet in real life, isn't it?
Yeah, it's only happened with us a couple times, but I will look forward to seeing you later this evening.
Well, terrific. Thank you so much. And I hope everybody on the show really, really thinks about how they can give back. And boy, you'll really feel better when you wake up in the morning.
Wise words. Thank you so much, Julie. It is time for another break. Be sure to call in if you'd like to at 866-564-1290 for our last segment. This is the Bruce Salen Show, a Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
That's me in the spot.